It's been almost 10 years since this was all over the news.
This has truly been a manic Monday on Wall Street. There's the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers.
Stocks all around the world are tanking because of the crisis on Wall Street.
Lehman Brothers has filed for bankruptcy, and Bank of America is taking over Merrill Lynch.
The news of Lehman Brothers' collapse and the sale of Merrill Lynch sent shockwaves around the world.
The collapse of the investment bank Lehman Brothers 10 years ago next month was a harbinger of doom for the financial industry. It triggered a panic and a global financial crisis, a recession in this country on a scale that hasn't been felt in decades, and one that countries in Europe still haven't fully recovered from. There were people who had nothing to do with Wall Street, who lost their jobs, their homes. There were also people right at the center of the storm. People like Bhavin Patel, who worked at Lehman Brothers for 5 years and was laid off in March of 2008, just as things were starting to unravel. He decided to change careers and went to medical school. We visited him 5 years ago at the trauma unit of Cook County Hospital in Chicago.
So we're walking past the trauma ICU right now.
Yeah, this is where the most the sickest patients here at the hospital go. They're usually coming from surgery or on their way to surgery for their injuries.
What's the craziest thing you've seen since you've been here at the hospital?
Craziest thing was the other night on trauma call. There was a multiple gunshot wound victim that came in. He had multiple gunshot wounds to his abdomen, lower extremities, and his head. And being a medical student, I'd never seen that before.
Patel was a resident in the trauma unit, a very different place than his former office on Wall Street.
In January 2008, I was on the mortgage analytics desk for the mortgage trading department of Lehman Brothers in New York.
And what were you doing?
So on a day-to-day basis, I was helping analyze pools of mortgage loans that would come in that we were going to be bidding on in order to package and securitize into bonds that would be traded on the open market.
That sounds kind of familiar to me.
I think a lot of people have become familiar with that aspect of finance in the last few years.
I mean, that was the one that was responsible for a lot of the problems that we had.
That's definitely one way of looking at it. There was, there's a lot of factors. But I would say mortgage-backed securities was kind of the tipping point of the start of the problems in the U.S. economy.
So then along comes a day later in 2008 when you get laid off from Lehman Brothers.
That's correct. I was laid off from Lehman in March of 2008.
Do you remember the day?
I do remember the day. Came in, got my breakfast as usual, came back to my desk, and, there's a... On our phones, when you have a voicemail, there's a little red light on the phone. And we had known that layoffs were coming. You kind of knew. It was kind of talked about amongst my peers and colleagues that, if you came back and there was like a red voicemail in the morning that, you had to go talk to someone about something.
So you did?
Yeah. So, I went and talked with my manager and, it was just, it was more of a business decision. Our group was a little heavy. You needed to trim the fat. I had been at Lehman for about 5.5 years. And so, I understood the decision. It's kind of a shock at first, but, you need to move on after that.
So then it didn't take you any time at all after you were laid off to decide it's time to start getting into med school.
I started medical school in September 2008.
Just as your former bank was going under.
Yes, I remember I was in anatomy lab, and somebody came in and said, Lehman Brothers collapse. And I remember just remaining silent because I don't think anyone would have understood the impact of that.
So now here you are, 5 years later, almost, at the Cook County Hospital.
Yep, I'm just starting my trauma rotation here. I'm a fourth-year elective student here. It's quite a journey, but, there's definitely a lot more to do.
So what's the difference? I mean, in terms of, obviously, you're not doing anything like what you were doing at Lehman, but what's the difference in terms of your day and in terms of your fulfillment and in terms of what you want to get out of this?
There's a lot more of an emotional side in medicine where, you can relate to the patient, you can relate to some of the experiences they're going to. I'm also in awe of the decision making capabilities of, you know, my superiors, my residents, my attendings who are here day in, day out, who are making life saving decisions.
Well, how is that different from the decisions that are being made on a daily basis at a big Wall Street firm, for example? I mean, you can have people that are making decisions that might cost the firm $100 million.
I can say that what I did, you know, greatly impacted the life or lifestyle of another human being directly. Whereas, you know, working in finance, you know, you can work extra hard, you can work, you know, get your work done early and possible as possible, and kind of the end result is maybe a higher P&L level and, you know, more money in somebody's pocket, you know, which is fine for some people and it's totally all and well. But I think for me to get some satisfaction at the end of the day, you kind of get this immediate satisfaction when you're looking a patient in the eye or you're helping them with, you know, helping them adjust their bed settings or helping them get comfortable in any way, where I can sleep well at night knowing that in some way or fashion I made their life a little bit better today.
So that was 5 years ago. Bhavin Patel joins us again now from New York. Bhavin, what do you think when you hear that yourself 5 years ago, 5 years after the collapse?
You know, it brings back memories. It seems like it was a lifetime ago. A lot has happened since that time. It's good to be reminded of a past career and how it helped me.
Have you been in touch with any of your former colleagues and to find out what they're doing now?
Yeah, you know, I built some great relationships. I have some good friends that are still here in New York. You know, it's been almost 10 years since I last was at Lehman. So, you know, people's careers have moved on. They've moved on.
Are they still in finance, or have they moved on out of the profession?
Some are still in finance. Some took different career paths, just like I did. You know, some moved on into real estate. Some moved on into small business. Some into law. So, you know, I wasn't the only one who made a career change.
When you look back on this, and maybe, you know, one day you tell your grandchildren about what happened, that moment in American history was so big for people who did not work on Wall Street as you did. What do you think about the fact that you were right at the center of that problem?
Yeah, you know, I've thought about that a couple times. You know, the events that transpired, it was definitely an unfortunate event. There was a lot to be learned. If I have to explain it in the future, you know, it's important to explain the positives of the work experience and how it helped me in my career.
How did it help you in your career?
You know, working at a Wall Street investment bank, you definitely learn a lot of traits that are going to help you in any career. You learn effective communication. You learn time management. You learn how to deal with clients. So there's a lot of business aspects that you can translate into any career that you're going into.
Give me an example of something that's happened over the last 5 years since we last saw each other that, you know, has stood out to you as a really important thing that you've been doing now as a doctor.
It can be anything from the little things to, you know, as a physician, you know, we're not just treating the disease. It's about communication with the patients. It's about communication with the family members, communication within the staff, within the hospital. I think everything that a physician does is important and goes towards the care of that patient.
So when you think back on the last 10 years, the cratering of the economy, the ripples that Lehman Brothers collapse had around the world, has your view of Wall Street and the role it has on the global economy changed?
Yeah, definitely, you know, opened my eyes that the events that happened, it wasn't just about, you know, what happened to the employees of Lehman Brothers. It was also, there were many other lives that were affected. People's pensions, people's 401ks were affected. People in various other industries like real estate, construction were affected by the market demise. So it was important to be cognizant of the effects of what you're doing, not just on yourself, but in the global market. Especially on Wall Street, when you're dealing with large sums of money that can, you know, shift a market one way or the other, it's important to keep in mind.
Do you think Wall Street has learned any lessons since then?
I'm sure it has. You know, I'm pretty removed from the industry now. Talking with some of the friends that are still in the industry, you know, I understand there's some more regulation processes. There's more internal reviews, which I think is a good thing. But, you know, markets are markets. Investment banks are always going to find a way to make money. It's in their nature.
What would your advice to your former self be to yourself of 10 years ago?
I would say, you know, keep your eyes open. Make sure that you make the most out of every opportunity and don't be hard set on one pathway. There's numerous pathways to get to where you want to be. They say the average person in business changes jobs 3 to 4 times before they land on their final career. It's always important to learn something new every day, whether it be down one pathway or the other.
You think that you have settled on your final career in medicine?
I certainly hope so.
It's a lot of school, if not.
Yeah. It wasn't a short path. But, you know, I'm very happy every day. I'm excited to get up and go to my job. I'm excited to work with the people that I work with. And I'm excited for the future and what lies ahead.
That's Bhavin Patel, who is chief resident at Richmond University Medical Center in New York. He used to work at Lehman Brothers. And as we continue to cover the 10th anniversary of the start of the financial crisis, we'll hear from someone who lost his home in Arizona.